forget to say Merry Christmas as we further here, 2 weeks away, I think, from Wednesday. So it's definitely approaching. And I hope it's a time of expectation and anticipation for you, and a time just to really draw near to the Lord and to remember His coming, His birth, and ultimately His life, death, and resurrection for us. So always just a joyful time of the year. I'm excited to continue through Amos with you. Zechariah Brown and I are going to continue to finish out the book in the new year. It's a 9-chapter book. I'm going to be preaching through the middle of chapter 6 today, through the duration of chapter 6. And then Zechariah will be in chapter 7 next time he's here. So we're getting close. But I hope you've had a chance to read that book. If not, I encourage you, take an afternoon. I'll take a week or so and work through that book. Like I said, it is only 9 chapters, but we're going to be we'll be preaching out of that today. And so I want to go ahead and I'll read our text today, and then I'm going to pray and we'll dive right in. I do understand that there's an assembly meeting today. I want to be respectful of attending that, and so we're going to jump right in today, okay? But the title of today's message is The Coming Day of the Lord. And I want to highlight that not just the message title, but the series title, Salvation Through Judgment, right? And it's this theme that we've been looking at through Amos about how God has to judge before He can save, right? You know, on the cross, Jesus was judged for our sin, and through that judgment, salvation was brought forth. And so God works through means of judgment and discipline upon His people to ultimately save them and redeem. And that's what we see over and over again in this book, that despite Israel and Judah's unfaithfulness, God is still faithful to them. That is good news for us as well. So we're going to be in Amos 5, chapter 5, verse 18, and we'll read 18 to the end of the chapter, and then all the way through chapter 6. Okay. So it says, "Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, and the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Did you bring to me sacrifices and offerings during the 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You shall take up Sikkoth, your king, and Kayun, your star god, your images that you made for yourselves, and I will send you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure on the mountains of Samaria, the notable men of the first of the nations to whom the house of Israel comes. Pass over to Calneh and see, and from there go to Hamath the Great. Then go down to Gath, the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms? Or is their territory greater than your territory? Or are you, O you, who put far away the day of disaster and bring near the seat of violence? Woe to those who lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves out on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and like David invent for themselves instruments of music, who drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore they shall now be the first of those who go into exile, and the revelry of those who stretch themselves out shall pass away. The Lord has sworn by himself, declares the Lord, the God of hosts, I abhor the pride of Jacob and hate his strongholds, and I'll deliver up the city and all that is in it. And if 10 men remain in one house, they shall die. And when one's relative, the one who anoints him for burial, shall take him up to bring the bones out of the house, and shall say to him who is in the innermost parts of the house, is there still anyone with you? He shall say, no.